Hello, and welcome to AssertSoftwareQuality.com AudioCast, creating strong software quality assurance and testing strategies in a changing world. Our speaker is John Scarpino, Director of Quality Assurance at a large U.S. financial institution and a university instructor. I'm Jan Stafford, Executive Editor of AssertSoftwareQuality.com and your moderator. Thanks for joining us, John.
Sure, thank you. Nice to be here.
For our listeners, if you have any problems with the sound or quality of this audio cast, please write to us at editor@certsoftwarequality.com, and our tech support team will get in touch with you within 24 hours. Now let's get started with our interview. John, how do you think software quality assurance has been affected by today's economy? And where do you see software quality assurance in the future, say 5 years down the road?
Well, currently I see a lot less forgiveness with risk in companies. A lot of companies, they're seeing that if things are a lot more riskier and customers disapprove of applications in this economy especially, it's a potential risk with the financials for that company. What I'm seeing right now is, as we see with effects with banks and mortgages and the automotive industry, people our companies are investing a lot more time and money into software quality assurance just so that they can ensure their application within the industry. What I'm also seeing is subject matter experts being used a lot more. Within software testing, the subject matter experts tends to be a lot of times what I've seen in the past as the end UAT validators. And what I'm seeing now is subject matter experts being brought in into the test development lifecycle so that they can be part of the testing so it can speed the market. At the same time, cut the time it takes for testing to go on. I'm also seeing the usage of cloud computing a lot more. A lot of vendors right now are using cloud-type products so that they can reduce the amount of risk on the clients end that are installing or using the product. They're trying to ensure that the customers or clients have, you know, a better product with more stability, but at the same time, less of a cost. We've been seeing probably a lot more advancements with SOA and software as a service. So companies are trying to, you know, have this type of infrastructure environments given to their clients, but at the same time, what I've been seeing too, or will be, or we would possibly be seeing in the future, is a significant amount of problems when people are trying to roll out of cloud computing environments, simply for the fact that they don't control the data, they don't control the environments, they don't control how fast the things come up. But at the same time, it's good for, you know, small companies that are trying to start out with less resources, but at the same time, needing the same type of solutions that maybe like a larger company would have. At the same time, when you look at it from a large company perspective, depending on the need and demand, you know, that it would also, you know, increase their ability of services and decrease the cost. But at the same time, the problem is the control aspect of the data and information. The other thing I've been seeing a lot more is quality assurance center of excellence is being developed. Test center of excellence is being developed. In the past, testing was its own, you know, not even some department sometimes, or even within development or underneath project management, so much so that testing was, you know, just given as, you know, software quality assurance as a tester versus truly what they are, which is product testing and also process testing. So quality assurance center of excellences have been a lot more city used, kind of like an EPMO or CPMO type environment. So companies are starting to realize that quality assurance needs to be its own separate entity, its own separate role within the company versus almost diluted within departments or managed within or controlled by areas that would have risk that would be within project management and software development.
So, John, let's talk about structure of software quality assurance. And what kind of structure should QA have in order to be effective?
Well, I think the type of environment structure, it's very important from top-down, I think, approval and knowledge of what is software quality assurance. A lot of times, software quality assurance is just put into a company without top down understand what it is fully. High priority within time, I think it's very important. A lot of days now, software quality assurance is almost as good as the tools that has been invested within the company, which is a shame. In the past, tools wasn't too necessary. Now we became very dependent on tools. So I think that's very important for companies to understand top down, you know, that type of structure.
How much testing do you think is good enough?
Testing is a very important question of how much is good enough. Testing is very important when an individual goes into the company and they take a look at prioritization. Knowing how much is good enough is very important. Working with management, working with the clients, understanding the risks, documenting metrics is very important when an individual goes into the company to understand how much is good enough for this industry or for this given company or for this management staff. That's what's very important. Because if an individual or department is created and they go in to a company, there needs to be a documented reference of this is the acceptable amount of risk that we're able to have. And if that's not developed, really, good enough is really just a question mark. And, you know, people can't be testing to a question mark. The risk needs to be documented, or how much risk needs to be documented, the acceptance level.
So in your experience, have you seen software testing approach differently depending upon the industry?
Yes, I have. I worked in many industries. Like, for example, in my past, I've worked in the medical environment, clinicians, patient information type data, and also with surgical type of systems. When you deal with a medical testing or medical devices or medical software, that has to be ensured, I believe, 110%. There has to be almost zero potential risk to a client or to a patient. Now, when we're dealing, let's say, with an e-marketing website, promotion, risk there could be valued a lot differently. So the time involved, the resources involved, the cost involved with ensuring quality and risk to, let's say, a promotion or e-marketing type agency or company versus a health agency or health department would be, I believe, a lot different. So I've been seeing risk really valued differently within companies. And working with these companies and within the software quality assurance departments, I've been seeing that even though some companies do not have a pure structured software quality assurance, they understand the value of risk informally, and that's kind of a different look. But it's very important to value risk dependent upon the type of industry, the type of company that you're at.
John, there's a lot happening with software test automation now and a lot of talk about it. What do you think are the most problematic issues with software test automation?
Well, I believe the biggest issues is time. Time, upfront cost is very much of an issue. A lot of times companies think that automation, you know, just simply push a button and it's going to work or you can complete your testing. But there needs to be a lot of structure developed prior to automation. There needs to be a lot of structure developed, resources to be allocated for the maintenance of automation testing. So I think it's one of the problematic areas is not so much the tools or not so much the automation side, because automation is possible with a lot of applications, especially if it's GUI or web-based nowadays, but it's top-down driven, I think, that is the importance, because the value of the tool is only as good as how the value of the company views the tool as an asset. So if top-down, if companies are viewing automation as time-burning, that it's only increasing now the amount of time it takes to complete testing versus decreasing the amount of time it takes, that's probably simply for the fact that maybe there's maintenance involved. So the communication and understanding of what is automation, I think it's important. On the other side, within automation testing, it has only grown even better. You know, the ability to automate web-based tools is just growing like crazy. The ability to test in multiple different environments. You can be in one side of the globe to the other and be able to kick off a test and execute it. That's a very nice way that you could, and I have developed in the past, a 24/7 life cycle for automation testing. So people globally were able to test through automation and almost in ways never end their cycles. Ability to basically have all the results in one location and kick off all the scripts in one location. It's very nice to have.
So you've worked in a number of different work environments, as you said before. How does workplace culture have an effect on quality from what you've seen in your experience?
I've seen that from a software quality assurance individual point of view, a lot of times a lot of companies view software quality assurance as almost a burden, you know, run it through the QA department, run it through that department. And a lot of times the individuals themselves almost feel like they're doing grunt work. They're not valued as well as what they believe they should. And that, to me, I think it's a culture that needs to change in a lot of companies. But where I have seen companies not value software quality assurance in that manner, they've had very good quality products. When companies value and understand what is quality assurance, understand that, you know, not reducing the time in software quality assurance if development is creeping into their schedules, I think it's very important. Time, risk, quality, and speed to market are four values that I think when software quality assurance is approached in the company within their culture, they all value it differently. And I think that, you know, there needs to be a good equilibrium on how they all meet, and the value of that all needs to be the same.
What software development methodologies do you feel are appropriate in today's very diverse IT workplace environment?
Well, in today's type of environments, even with the most conservative type development shops, I've seen a lot of hybrid type approaches where companies will take, let's say, a waterfall or iterative type model and then do a little change to that and make it their own. So they're not a full they're not a full waterfall, they're not a full iterative or RUP type process. They tweak it and become their own, and they add almost like an agile effect to it. Because what I've been seeing is, you know, companies are, even the most conservative, well built development shops are trying to, you know, make their customers happy, of course, and try to hit that speed to market that we hear nowadays. So I'm seeing that trying to be flexible with methodology has been a very, very important factor. Standards out there such as HIPAA and SOX, SAS 70, OCC compliance, ITIL, Six Sigma, CMM processes, all these type of processes are put in. These type of standards are also put in. But at the same time, I think, you know, that the companies aren't following the full traditional type approaches that have been done in traditional engineering. They've used it, but they've kind of tweaked it to more of a scrum or an agile type of effect to speed the market. And I think, again, that's a very important word, because quality assurance is viewed almost as a burden in a lot of companies. It takes a lot of time. It's, you know, let's just get it done. But again, the companies that understand the need of software quality, then a process that is created and molded, that shapes that given industry or that given company, I think, is what a lot of companies are going towards versus the traditional type of theoretical model.
Thank you, John. I enjoyed talking with you today.
Thank you.
For our listeners, you can submit questions regarding this audiocast to John Scarpino via email at editor@searchsoftwarequality.com. John will answer your questions, and they will appear on searchsoftwarequality.com. I'd like to thank our speaker today, John Scarpino, and all of you for listening. That concludes today's audiocast on creating strong software quality assurance and testing strategies in a changing world. This is Jan Stafford signing off. Have a great day.